Blog Talk Radio.
Oh,
do you know when love is real? When it's real, when it's real. How do you know when love is real?
Don't stop the speedest, don't stop the speedest, don't stop. I see you in a lonely place. How could you be so blind? You're still regretting the love you left behind. Oh, darling, I see you go through real changes.
One and all. Let me see if I can adjust my volume just to make sure we turned up just enough so you can hear me. Welcome. Welcome to another amazing installment, Bonnie Dripper 2.0, number 18. And the catchphrase, mode, and means, and things that you might want to do today is tease. This is the 50 Radio Universe, the For Real Entertainment Network. The number here is 319-527-6300. You want to call in, You can also stream www.blogtalkradio.com/IEYE, the letter C, people, as in people, if you want to stream, if you know. But if you're feeling froggy, jump, call us at that number, 319-527-6300. Absolutely a fantastic thing. So the Honey Dripper Erotic Poetry Series continues to draw the best of the best of erotic poets from all over the country, different places, radio stations, a diverse universe of erotic poetry. And for this incredible installment, it's always a party. And each one is completely different. But tonight, be ready to be tempted, horribly while being teased, featuring poetess Shante, Renee, Ebony the Goddess, Cloud Nimbus, the artist, three queens from different sides of the country, but oh, it's going down. And of course, the magnificent Drip is also here in the building, and also you. So thank you for coming. Thank you for being here. You know, but before I get to that, let me tell you a little bit about our features this evening. All right, so you can understand that you are in very good hands, right? So Cloud Nimbus, right, is an NYC, New York City poet who is a singer, songwriter, and a production student. She is currently chasing her dreams as a performer and hopes to put out many projects over this next year coming. And believe you me, I've seen her at a Rose Garden event, Tear Shit Up, Tear Shit Down. We curse over here. It's super fantastic and great. So let me bring in Cloud Nimbus. Cloud, are you here?
Yes, I am. Thank you for that introduction, Mojave.
Well, thank you. Thank you. We got more. All right. Now, Ebony the Goddess is a spoken word artist, singer, musician from Moss Point, Mississippi. The moon of Moss Point, as she's locally esteemed, uses a pen and pad to expose her heart, spreading the goddess experience to the world. And, well, you know, the music won't stop. Spreading the goddess experience to the world and leaving others in awe of her transparency. She is a member of Black on Black Rhyme Step to the Mic Poetry Troupe, the 2020 Podcast LLC, both of Mobile, Alabama, and her album entitled Ebony Speaks is a collection of work written after witnessing the goddess energy of Mobile, Alabama's prodigal daughter, Lady Tess. And Lady Tess was an amazing poet. Just, if you hadn't met, do some research. Being the poetic powerhouse that is Tess evokes something deeper within the goddess to dig deeper. Finding her voice and birthing her debut, her album was done in dedication of the late Lady Tess and the lasting impression she's made on her. Ebony Speaks was produced by Halo City Entertainment and available for purchase at bandcamp.com. So, good people, one and all, I give you Ebony the Goddess. Ebony, are you there?
Testicles, yes.
She's like, testicles. Put the shirt, say hi, man.
We like those.
And last, and most certainly not least, we have the poetess, Shante Renee, who is a native of the city of Brotherly Love, Philadelphia. She is the loving mother of seven amazing and talented children, and at the tender age of 11, she began writing poetry. Her words became her outlet to deal with life, which is her muse, and when asked why she writes, she'll most likely respond with, I find freedom in my pen. Her poetic subjects range from God to the deepest of intimate moments. She is known to write pieces for those who need a fun pick-me-up to those who are dealing with death in their family. Her poetic range is limitless. As she gains momentum, notoriety in writing, she hopes to encourage others to be free by their pen as well. And I give you, for the great state of North Carolina, the poetess, Shante Renee. Are you here?
I'm here.
All right. All right, so this is a fantastic time. So ladies, what we like to do over here in the Honey Drip Report 2.0, we open everybody's mics up, right? So it's more of a live environment. Everybody's mic is live, but we all know we're adults over here. We know the rules. If you're doing something in the background, mute yourself. Don't have conversations with your mic on. You know, basically, and respect the poet speaking. And the Drip knows this. They're experts at it, but just in case for anybody else who doesn't know, these are the rules. So if you raise your hand and you want to participate in the open mic section, please make sure to obey those rules, you know. And more importantly, please don't talk while the poet is poet. All right, but we're going to surround you with some hellified, dope-ass people, right? We're going to bring them in one by one, all right? This person absolutely was like, yo, can you make sure that I get in here and I get on? I said, absolutely. I give you Angel Kim. Angel Kim, you there?
I'm here. Hey, y'all. Angel Kim.
Hey,
my class. Ebony. What's going on, y'all?
We about to
do something nasty.
Damn,
I'm here for it.
All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to bring in everybody else. Hold on, let's get La Pearl La Negra, also from the city Brotherly Love, one of my best friends in the entire world, my favorite Philly John, La Pearl La Negra. Are you there?
Hey, hey, everybody. How y'all doing?
Hey, how are you doing?
All right, we got my OG from DC, Yo, the Verbal Mind Dancer. Yo, you there?
The volume going in and out, bro.
Yo, my volume is going in and out. Can you hear me? I'm making adjustments right now. Can you hear me now? Is that better?
Yep.
Is that better?
Yep.
Can you hear me now? Is that better?
We can hear you. You sound very clear.
All right. So now I'm going to bring in Mr. Keep It Simple himself, so Mr. Obey Your Thirst. Keep It Simple. Kiss, the poet.
How y'all doing?
Kiss!
All right. We gonna bring in Kenya, the songbird, of course. Kenya, are you there?
Hey.
All right. She comes to me as a rare epiphany. Hey, Chael Shorty, what's good?
Hey,
I hear him.
All right. I also have area code 336. I don't know who this is. Area code 336. Who are you?
I'm Kai. Hi.
Hi, Kai.
Hello.
Hi. That's what's up. And, of course, from Jersey, also one of our 50, one half the host of Kings and Queens Quarter, Edwina, a.k.a. Zwina, in the house of Jersey. Zwina, are you there?
I'm here. Hey, everybody.
What's up?
Hello.
All right. So, now we got everybody in the house. Let's get started. And And, of course, from VA now in the great state of Alabama, I am sorry, prepare to be serviced, Miss Lisa Lips. Forgive me.
Hey, what's going on, everybody?
You know my wife. Ooh.
Hey, baby.
Hey, what's up, Lisa?
All right.
Hey, kids.
Oh, it's a party. It's a party. Van is in here too, but he ain't raised his hand, so you know, we're just gonna rock out with that. I see the boss man is in here. Oh, it's backed out. All right, all right. Now, if anybody would like to raise their hand, make sure that you raise your hand, but we got to get to our features first. So, ladies, as I switch up on my favorite, my honey instrumental. And in the meantime, other than the features, can everybody else mute so we can hear them clearly? So, ladies, let me ask you this question. What is the power of an erotic poem to you? What is the power of an erotic poem to you? What does it do, in your opinion?
Did I go first?
You can hop in at any time. You can go first. You can hop in.
Okay. Well, this is Ebony the Goddess. So for me personally, I feel that from the feminine aspect, that erotic poetry allows us to tap into our inner divine feminine energy and allows us to be, it's where we find liberation in a lot of different aspects. A lot of times what men view as confidence, in my opinion, sometimes could actually be us just tapping into that divine feminine energy, and that's why it's so alluring to men. Because it gives us a different type of walk, it gives us a different type of talk, it gives us a different type of glow, and it's that good stuff, you know, keep it at that.
All right. Okay.
Chauncey Renee Cloud. Here.
Oh. Okay, go ahead, Chauncey Renee.
Like my bio said, I find freedom in my pen. So erotica for me is just the freedom to just be unapologetically myself, be able to speak on the things that I've experienced, the things that I want to experience, and to give the people that are listening an experience.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Cloud.
Yeah, I feel like the poetry definitely, like, it's different from most types of poetry. Like, it's very freeing to the mind. You don't feel like you have to hold back because, you know, like, you want everything to be appropriate, not too sensitive for people. So, like, erotic poetry is very freeing. Like, it can be freeing, you know? You meet new sides of people. You get to find out things that people like, how intimate they want to be through their poetry, you know? And you see it more through erotic poetry than you do in other types of poetry. Like, yeah, poetry can be vulnerable, but at the same time, erotic poetry is very vulnerable because things that you wouldn't, like, normally hear outside of the bedroom, you're hearing this from somebody as, like, firsthand, you know?
Absolutely. Okay, so... when we're talking about the things that happen, when was the first time you read a poem and you saw it have a tangible effect on the crowd that you were reading to or the person that you were reading to? And the effect of that, what was it for you? I can just hop in. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Okay. Unless y'all want me to call y'all out.
For me, I've had a couple, but I'm gonna just say the one that had the biggest impact in my opinion was Headshot. I don't know what it be doing to people, but it be doing what it be doing, and that's what it be doing, and I be liking what it be doing.
Oh, okay.
Would you
like to
describe? Because I'm gonna do the poem later, so that's why I'm being so discreet.
Okay.
I can't wait to hear Headshot.
Okay, Shante.
Right, because if it's anything like my piece, Throat Goat, I'm going to do that one later.
Okay.
I started performing this piece, Throat Goat, at a local place here in North Carolina, and that is my nickname now. And everywhere I go, they don't want to hear nothing else. They just want me to do throat goat. I go somewhere else in my mind. I think I become, it's like, you know, that alter ego. You know, Beyonce has Sasha Fierce, and Mary J. Blige has Brooklyn. I go to another place in my mind, and I become somebody else when I perform. And I want to have that effect. So throat goat for me has been, very interesting.
Okay. Cloud. I have a cheat code because I've actually seen you do this piece, and I actually saw the effect of it happening, but you can describe that.
Listen. Surprisingly, that was not the first one. That was the one that had, like, the biggest clapback. The Dick on the Brain piece, that has the biggest clapback from other people. But, like, that's not the first time people, like, started looking at me different or, like, even reacted differently to my poems. And I was just like, oh, okay. The piece that started all of this, I don't even think that has an official title. I think I named it Let Me Suck Your Dick in My Phone and just ran away from it because I was just like, I'm not naming this. but, like, when I first started reading that poem and started, like, incorporating the sound effects, and if you know me, you know my sound effects. If you don't know me, you won't find out about the sound effects. Starting first incorporating the sound effects into my poetry, that's when people were like, oh, my God. And I'm just like, yeah, that's how it feels, you know. So I'll have to say, like, even from then, that one, you know.
Wow. All right. So listen, let's not hesitate anymore. Let's get right into it. Now, ladies, what would you like to do? Would you like to do a round and then have an open mic and then do another round? Or would you want to do two pieces at a time and then get to the open mic? Okay.
It doesn't matter. I mean. Like, we could do either or.
All right, cool. Okay, how about we just do this? We'll do it this way. Ladies, you lead off, right? And we'll do the piece. We'll give you flowers, and then we'll get to the open mic. Then we'll go right back to y'all, give you enough time, and it'll be sharing is caring. And there's some LFI poets in the building. Everybody's here to support y'all, so let's rock out. And then when we get back, after we do that, the first round, we're going to talk about publications, how people can get your particular things and things of that sort and more. So are you ladies ready? Are you queens ready?
Ready when you are. Ice cold.
All right, so we're going to start out. We're going to start from the top to the bottom. We're going to start out with Cloud, Nimbus. Ladies and gentlemen, unmute your mics, clap your hands, and welcome Cloud Nimbus to the stage. I got you.
Hello, everyone. My name is Cloud. Welcome to Cloud Nimbus. This piece is called Thick on the Brain. And you got me like, oh, what you want from me? I want to look you in your eyes while I devour you. Chase away my regrets with the taste of your pre-cum, hearing your moans becoming my favorite chorus. When I swallow every inch as if you were the last piece of manna on my way to salvation, keeping me full until your destination is reached when you're at your peak and I'm sucking up the smell. I want you to use my throat as a snuggie. Make my throat a home for you to do as you please, engulfing on the gulf of these sacred clouds until you're coming down my throat. Baby, tell me, what does your chocolate taste like? And can I suck out the caramel sweetness inside until I get a sugar rush and I want you filling me instead? While you're fucking my head, I need you to not hold back. Make my eyes water as you slip into your favorite suction cup as I and choke on you. Plunging into the depths of my gratitude, offering my saliva as tribute. My lips touching your balls, you coaxing me deeper. I want you to know what my tongue feels like. Memorize the feeling of my taste buds when they're spelling out your name as if your dick reads Braille. Tell me your love language once I'm done speaking to you in tongue. Is this what heaven feels like? Gazing through tear-soaked eyes with my mouth full of you. Sucking in rhythm until you spray my throat with enough kids to make an elementary school. Can I take my time with the cleanup? Sucking on your balls, not letting a drop slip since these are the when you're gone I miss. I just want to suck you until you think Nirvana relocated to P.O. Box Nimbus. Delivering your package to its rightful destination as we act up fantasies of you. Getting lost in my throat, brushing past the ghost of my tonsils, leaving you haunted with memories of me. Must be dick on the brain that's got me feeling this way. I suck it till I'm full, but it fucked me so good and I can't get enough. Must be thick on the brain.
Must be thick on the brain.
Lord have mercy.
Okay,
thank
you. Hear that beautiful throat footage.
I'm sorry, that was a winner.
Yeah, it was the flirt for me. That was life for me right there. I'm good. Yeah. Yeah.
Anybody got some flowers for Cloud? Utterly ridiculous. Sweaty, very sweaty.
My girl said use her throat as a snuggie.
Yeah.
At elementary school is what got me. Yeah. As much as I love to give head, I'm taking that line. I'm feeling that line. I'm telling you that.
So. You definitely can.
Yeah.
That was lovely, Cloud. That was lovely.
Very lovely. And I've now just opened up a new can of cold press. Thank you. Give a round of applause for Cloud. Somehow suddenly, I feel like my testicles are moving closer to my body. Thank you. Greatly appreciate
Cloud,
it.
You come here.
I guess it ain't going to be.
I'm not for you.
We're about to have the the goddess experience. Ebony, are you there?
I am.
Okay, y'all give a round of applause for Ebony, the goddess.
Thank you.
Yo, Ebony.
And the mic is yours.
This is called OMG. I don't just make love. I create God. Use this yawning to unlock the key to your divinity because I don't need man. This doorway to heaven is where you go to find your resting place, so I want you to rest in pussy. It's peaceful here. So why don't you join the choir? Sing my praises as you prepare to indulge in my garden, enticed by the knowledge that my good gets evil sometimes. Have you eaten my forbidden fruit while I charm your snake? My moans be the tone that he responds to. He only communes with angels. Call me Lucy. fur if you nasty. I'll take you to hell and leave your ass gasping. An apple won't be the only thing that cut off your ass supply. Wait. Can we pray? I think I need to confess. Because, Father, I've sinned. I've been a bad, bad girl. And I need you to spank me again. Spare the rod, don't spoil the goddess. I need you to comfort me. Then I want your staff to come for me. I'll crucify your seed. Then after my third release, we rest from the fruits of our labor. And in the morning, you rise. With all power in my hand, I fall to my knees. Who knew giving head was equivalent to holy compensation? When praises go up, blessings are sure to come down. Grab my thumb to thighs as I ride your cloud all the way to the ground. I'll open my floodgates for you. Let it rain on you, Daddy. Open your sack and give your ass a smack. This pussy is your inheritance. Sundays were made for sinners, so come here and get on your knees. Talk in tongues as I lay hands upon your temple. Babble this box as I tower over you. And when I fall from grace again, I need you there to pick me up. Carry me to salvation. Lead me into temptation in God's name. I'm ready to be born again. You are the living bread that came down from heaven, so let's feast. Turn my water into wine. I call that fine dining. We can live forever. Don't be scared. Just stir up this gift because you got power. Now let me show you how to use it. I'll christen your seed in my holy of holies, lick the drips from your face after you come up drenched in water from my sanctuary. I'm ready to take you to the water to be baptized in God's name because you are fucking filthy. And a cookie.
Yo.
It's
so sweetly. Like,
that's insane.
Yes.
What the heck?
Rest
your people
here.
Yes.
Her play was crazy.
Y'all heard what she said. Y'all heard what she said.
Gosh, what did.
I want to be just like you when I grow up.
Okay.
Wait, I'm literally, I'm like looking, I had to lay down and look at my ceiling for a second because I just didn't know just the untold. I just got bad imagination. It's just, I'm not ready. I wasn't prepared. That's the winner button. One more time. Come on. Just one more. Okay, good. All right. Thank you, Ebony, the goddess, of making some people feel like their spirit is about to leave their body through their particular orifice in their nether region. It's great. Anybody else has heavy flyers? I'm flustered. It's getting hot. Cold press is going on.
We sang live at Backside Baptist Church on Sunday.
Backside Baptist Church. We saving lives, okay?
This is just really bad. We're not. It's terrible. All right, fuck it. Poetess said to her, Shante Renee. I'm gonna give it a round of applause. I'm just gonna hit this whole thing. And then the drip is coming. So it's about to be cleaned up on. It's already cleaned up on aisle 59. It's wet. Things are getting sweaty. It's hot in here. And now we have poetess Shante Renee. The mic is yours.
Hello, everyone. Hello, hello, hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Okay. Oh, okay.
All right. Round one. Fuck. He had me fucked drunk. Inebriated high off his love, drenched in euphoria. I took gentle sips, letting the taste linger. Smooth, mellow, top shelf. I couldn't help but have another round. See, he's the kind of drink that'll sneak up on you, the kind that don't need no chaser. He takes it straight to the head. Bottoms up, I was drunk as fuck. The kind of drunk where your eyes slightly closed, you swaying, feeling the effects of the spirits. The kind of drunk that had you stuck in a daze. He had me right where he wanted me, under his influence, as he fluently pulled fluids from my body. Intoxicating, it went from on the rocks and hella shot, a lush that gets lit from the tip. See, I'm the kind of drunk that'll wet up the bed, have you tasting the best drink you ever had. The flavor that gets better with age, this liquor will have you wasted, have you drunk as fuck. I give you dose after dose, comatose, we be drunk as fuck. See, we the kind of drunk that'll have you hungover, have you dizzy in the morning, the taste fresh on our lips as we swallow the night before. Bodies moving in slow motion from mixed drinks that had us drunk as fuck. Sashe.
Damn.
I'm thirsty.
Yes.
I forgot to pass the communion around, so she made sure everybody got some.
Yes. Oh my God.
I'm gonna get that. Shout out to Henny Dick. Shout out to Henny Dick.
Henny Dick is possible.
Anything is possible. Anything. Okay.
I said well, Henny Dick. No, that was.
I'm just saying, shout out to Tortoise Shante Renee. Shout out to our three features for being unmercifully nasty and just coming here and making me think all kinds of bad shit. Can we give them a round of applause? Round of applause. This is all kinds of head and fine dining and drunk as fuck while you fuck. Oh, okay. Hey, welcome to the Honey Dripper 2.0, and I am your host, Mojave, a.k.a. King Drip. This is number 18, tease. This is season 2.0. This is some crazy shit. If you're listening now, I'm going to advise you to be careful because if you're not pregnant, you can be. I'll wrap it up. We have some amazing poets about to enter into our open mic as we celebrate our three features, Ebony the Goddess, Cloud Nimbus, the artist, and of course the poetess, Shante Renee, who just got finished getting up off of some of our faces. I don't know whose. It wasn't me. I wouldn't be talking. But I would be talking. But we're about to enter into our open mic round. Give the ladies some rest before we get in here. We're going to start out. So, good people, are y'all ready? Clap y'all hands if y'all ready. Let me know that y'all are in here and we ready to go.
Yes.
All right.
I got the ice water.
I'm clapping my titties.
All right, because...
clapping titties.
Hey. Listen, Evan. You got to understand. Your titties.
How did
be
you
titties.
Know that was me?
Like, they titties, like there's never been titties before. We understand that. And I know you've been tittying because Rare has very extremely large, and she said that yours was bigger than hers, and everybody else is in the room. So you should not want to clap because we might. Oh Jesus Christ! Anyway,
she should clap her titties
on
mine. I mean, I tell you, this chick is even needed.
The pillow. pillow, make you feel sleepy. Anyway, so they certainly people hug you when they go to sleep. We're going to start this open mic. We're going to start Rocker from the Top to the Bottom. Angel Kim, are you there?
You always want to start with me. I'm here. Can y'all hear me?
Angel
okay?
Kim, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Are you
okay?
Ready? Yeah, I can hear you. Talk a little
sure.
bit louder.
I'm literally yelling. Okay. Hey, hey, hey. Can you hear me better? Yeah.
Yeah, I can hear you. You're great.
Okay. So this is
so
new.
Angel Kim, the mic is yours.
All right. So I'm Angel Kim, Texas raised, and yeah, this is a new piece. So here we go. I bet you've never been to Thailand, but I'm sure you will enjoy a first-class trip to Thailand. A place where the most whimsical fantasies that could leave even Alice to wonder. Thighs clapping together when I walk like thunder, ass sitting just right. When it comes to positions, I'd rather you on top than me down under. Removing clothes like cropping pictures, your tongue moving in circular motions on my clit while you rub ice from my nipples down to my pussy. Oh, yes, I think I can get used to this. Up, down, you go as I rock back and forth like a seesaw, catering to your hunger. You giving me an exclusive invitation to the dead as you, so giving me that bomb-ass head. Your lips a vacuum as you feast on me, while teasing me, bringing out the raging beast in me, ready to guzzle down on every part of me, licking after licking after licking. You got me feeling like a human lollipop. How many licks does it take to get to my creamy center before you make me go snack, crackle, and pop? Baby, tell me your favorite flavor. Is it cherry, strawberry, pineapple, or grape? Because I have them all, and I want to get sticky and wet with you as you make me come on your tongue while you're deep inside me and pressing on my clit. Me exploding with force, making my essence drip all over your face, showering you, moisturizing your beard as you lick your lips, tasting me, smiling down at me. Handle me rough. I like it that way. And I want you to put me in the position that you love the most, flipping me over, ass up, face down, gripping me so tight that surely even the pesky bed bugs won't even want to bite. As you enter me, daddy, talk nice to me with forced grips of my hips, that human Mount Everest that's in you, exploring my caves of desire. As you apply pressure from the weight of you, ensuring I don't move. As you snatch my walls and stretch me with your girth, letting our bodies preach sermons and deliver benedictions, me, the altar you worship, placing your desires all over me, hitting it just right. With that thumb in my ass, me trying to take my mind off of coming too fast. A, B, C, D, ooh, E, F, G, ooh, baby. You definitely are hitting my G-spot, trying to halt my screams as I recall hearing the nosy neighbors knocking immensely on the walls as I scream your name. H-I-J-K-L-M-M-M Right there. Right there. Don't stop. Don't stop. Do you see any red lights? Don't stop. No stop signs here. Don't stop. Green means go, so don't treat me like a yellow light and pass through with caution. No, 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 no. Continue, continue, continue until you pass out. Continue until you have nothing left and you explode, grunting and moaning, filling the air until you collapse on top of me with nothing but exhaustion left.
Oh my God, Angel! Is that
my
you?
Angel.
All right,
just spelling out.
I'm too young to be in here. I just we doing alphabet counting. I just
like
Angel. I don't know between the voice and some of the shit that you were saying. I don't know. I feel a bit conflicted.
The blood
in my body is telling me something different. I don't know. But I felt like I wasn't prepared. I wasn't ready. It sounded authentic, like a living experience that was being told to me. I'm watching. Mm. It's very Pornhub-ish. I was a voyeur. I was voyeuring to the beast. I was watching. I was going through all the different scenes to get to the favorite scene because, you know, most of it's trash, but you got to get to your favorite part. And you got to the favorite part rather quickly. And, you're going to like what? You know what? There's a whole bunch of commentary.
I just
want to
know who was driving.
Oh, okay. That's the point.
I mean,
that's the point.
It could have been
who
you.
Was driving?
I don't know. I mean... Who knows?
Okay. Oh, all right. So, you know what? We're going.
Give me the green light.
You know what? We're going to go from an Angel Kim. We're going to go to a La Pearl La Negra.
Oh, come on.
I'm going to mute myself.
All right,
if you hear anything that sounds like a hand hitting something, ignore it.
It ain't even like that tonight. I scribbled something down real quick. It can't even touch you guys. But I'm going to give you something anyway.
Cap.
All right. Okay. I want parts of you tangled in my life. I taste of you in my skin. The scent of your presence. So intoxicating. And I just want to inhale you with every breath in the air that I breathe. How can I not fall into you? Have you ever described her body with your hands? Feed me your words through your touch. Tell me a story about what you heard, what you saw as my flesh reacts to the prints of your fingertips. Feed me then. Describe for me the texture of what an excavation and the search for my inner moist does my size increase when you insert into me an analog? Does each drop of my overflow form a shape before contact with your tongue? Allow me to go swimming in your keen mind of places not yet discovered by another man and be strong to your soul. Brave my energy and rise the vibrations of this connection. As I open to you, teach me, cultivate my desire, and then let me take it.
Oh, my
God. Well, I'll tell you about coming in here whispering people's ears and shit.
Yes.
You know, don't be coming in here whispering people's ears and shit. I'm talking all the time.
I'm a little bit pregnant.
A little queen.
A little bit, yeah. This has been poetry. Everybody's trying to make babies right now.
Is that my teacher talking? What you say?
Oh, no, I've got some teachers over here for you.
Oh, I love teachers.
I'm just doing just like this. I don't know what y'all do, but...
Oh, yeah.
I'm just saying, you saw some calls, emotional as fuck right now. Okay. One half of Erotic Love Zone. One half of Miles and Sega Silly Jones. Y'all give a round of applause.
Thank you.
Just whispering and shit. Okay. You know what? I'm just saying, I got firm confidence that this next individual, I think your grand might not be safe, but it don't even matter because I don't think nobody be safe. But you know what? He's smooth as fuck, and we call him Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer. Joe, are you there? OJ, are you in the building?
Yes, sir. What's up, Hobby?
What's going on? What you got for us?
All right, well, here's my piece. Here we go. There's no title, really, so I'm just going to go ahead and get into it. Can y'all hear me okay?
Yes. Yeah.
Perfectly.
97 degrees, and this breeze of breath reflects a touch so clear. Tempted traces make the mind embrace a new atmosphere. Pacing tribulations, tongue-tasting scent in the air. O flesh of my flesh, my mutual question, my clue to life lessons, my spiritual blessing, so much needs addressing, and we add dressing and condiments, compliments and increments of repeated conversation, heated conversation, deep-seated stimulation, conflicts of chemistry transformed into synergy, that tasteful leaning grin draws you into me, inches past your border. Got you wanting water wetter than before you ever been. That moment you knew right then. I want that 97 degrees of complete freedom. Accepted traces engaged in engagement. Nonlinear pavement, detours abatement. Oh, flesh of my flesh, I digress into you. I want to smell your brand new. Sip your hair through my fingers, play your song over and over, carried on shoulders, bolder as you hold on to the fact you're being held. No worry of falling, you feel it all in blended chemistry of the visual individual. Your mind maintains the truth it calls, and the waterfall from your clutching walls. Oh, flesh of my flesh, how I enjoy you. 97 degrees, and we slip from each other's grasp, and we sip between the sound of gasp, heavy breathing and the sting of sweat, as a single drop of moisture rests in trickle-down effect. A pound of flesh from nature's deep sowing, reaping the wealth from glowing inner peace, a natural release from wanted pleasures, taunted treasures held back for so long. Oh, flesh of my flesh, 97 degrees to fill me, countless ways to appease, but we don't placate. 97 degrees and nothing waits to flow now. Nothing tastes to slow down than to slow drown. Pressure my chest and size up my grip. Summer wetness and barely dressed hips. I can see you lying there, all wrapped up in the echoes of my reading. Feeling my touch as I direct our scene. Fucked by my words, my syllables are filling you. What you feel is my domain. You are 90% of my brain. That's 10% left for the breath of passion. Can you feel me read a tongue lashing? You're cashing in on the flow. I'm going to make you take it slow, deep, repeatedly on your knees if need be. I'm down to the last stanza. Shall I repeat my grammar? I don't mind reading it again. I might ad lib a little bit. That last line was kind of thin. Shall I begin again? Oh, how polite. The mic is yours. I'm going to read the sweat out your pores, position you on fours. I'll read you back to where you were before. Alter ego freed, make you holler, please. Are you free yet? Or shall I read jest? Funny how laughter can raise a leg. No wonder why I love to savor legs. End poem with begin moans, raised up in Olympic domes. Oh, you will read between my lines. You will feed that need that breathes inside, squeeze inside. Eye shadows and pillows cried. I'll ease these final bars with wet sheet comments. Wet towel dipped in homage, everything was slipped in and shower power from deserted heat. We breathe, we eat, I read to please your Yanni stones. That home alone with slong drawn out verbs. Small stones curved into creases, no need for this deepness, so peep this. Is what's out front that counts. I'm honored up front, no doubt. 97 degrees and I shout your name in silent refrains. Now glisten until your body drain. Poem.
Well, thank you, Joe.
I swear, I love you.
Ooh, when you see this, can I go
Please,
y'all going off tonight. I'm sorry, Joe. I don't want to have to do it, but I have to do it. I just got this feeling. I just have this feeling that you just come in the bedroom and you just do it like this.
A hellraiser, raising hell with the flavor. Terrorize the jam like troops in Pakistan. Swinging through your town like your neighborhood Spider-Man. So all tick-tock and keep ticking. Well, I get you flipping off the shit that I'm kicking. The Lone Ranger, co-ed, danger. Deep in the dark with the art to rip the charts apart. The vandal, too hot to handle your battle. He's saying goodbye like they've been careful. Roughneck, Inspector Dex on the set. The rebel, I make more noise than heavy metal. The way I make the crowd go.
Sorry. So you just came in there. That piece had all that energy in it. I'm sorry. I was feeling that. So I'm just saying, you know. But if you ever, you know, came in the bedroom with just nothing but Tim's on, I respect your gangster, sir.
Hey, got the head of Tim. Hey, you got to get that grip. Get that grip, baby.
Double soap. That's right.
Yeah, I'm just saying, that's a grip. Although, we was blessed with a tip. You know, those socks that you wear to Urban Air and all the jump places. You should wear those. They have good grips on the bottom, so you can put them on walls and things. You don't slip. So if any man comes over your house with grip socks, you know what it is. You know what it's hitting for. You know what it's hitting
if
for.
If you throw in the back, I'm going to get sideways.
Yeah.
What's up, Lyle? What's up, Ebony? How you doing, boo?
Mr. Joe. I'm gonna end all my legs crossed because that people well, is too hard for me.
So we gonna go from Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer. We gonna go to Kiss the Poet. Kiss, are you ready?
Oh man, yeah, I'm ready.
So funny.
Ivy, that piece I told you that you didn't hear. Okay. So
yeah.
I just finished writing.
Yeah. So
I said.
Oh shit. So you.
First
thing, I said she doesn't know how to take a compliment. So she's always upset wanting to argue and shit. She doesn't know how to talk, and I hate that shit. So instead of arguing, she gets this. I learned quickly how to shut her up. So with a fistful of hair, I take all control. I tell her to suck my balls and all. I make her work for it. I call her my goddess. And I promise I only fuck her like my life depends on it so that she fully understands that a goddess only deserves god dick. I'll die for this pussy. And I promise I am not afraid to die. Because whatever it is that the goddess touches, she gives life. So when her lips kiss this dick, I rise. Fuck are we arguing for? Suck this dick and be a good girl. Or we could just practice fucking in different dimensions where I develop an extra lung in my neck and nose, creating a better me just to keep up. Lord knows, fucking you ain't for humans. So smite thou where I stand. Put me to rest and resurrect me back next time you get upset again, where our private parts begin to argue, where her mouth doesn't start moving unless she's sucking, and I teach her a language that most women wish they learned, and she's coming. She's coming, and she comes. But I keep fucking and fucking and fucking till I'm done. Truly made just for her, because when I come, my dick stays hard. And she screams out, oh, shit, yes, daddy, and oh, my God, now she's quiet. Till next time, she wants to argue.
We're going to fight every single day. I'm trying to tell you.
Every day.
Oh, my God.
Yes. He said he keeps fucking and fucking and fucking while she's coming and coming and coming. Yeah, we will argue every day. I'm going to think of shit to piss you off. You just got
right,
my
the fuck your phone ringing?
Attitude. Yeah.
Well,
I'll be like, why are you breathing?
Oh
we got
my
to fight about that.
Kind of arguing is that,
right?
This is gonna have all kinds of extra fights. Somebody get a call. Can y'all give it up for Kiss? God damn! I'll make her work.
Goodness, Kiss.
My motherfucking right.
Thank you.
Oh, God damn, son.
Jeez. Somebody getting fucked.
Jesus. People in the back channel are killing me right now. Like, people listen to the show, and they're like, check the stuff. I'm going to read some of the comments in a minute, but that shit is hilarious. Who's like, I'm going to go play my banjo right now. Anyway, we're going to go from Kiss. We're going to go from Kiss to the Songbird. Kenya, are you there?
I'm here, but you would have called me while I'm trying to change a diaper. I'm parenting. Can somebody go for me?
I'll be ready in a minute.
Yeah, we can come back to you. Listen, listen, you know what it is. We'll come back to you. It ain't no thing. You know, let us know on the back channel. Because we're going to go from you, and we're going to go to, she comes to me as a rare epiphany. Rare epiphany, are you there?
Yes, sir, I am here.
Most certainly beautiful, madame. Do you know how something that's delectably dirty, debaucherous, and nasty to share with the people this evening? Do you have something terribly, the flavor of horniness in the shape of election? Do you have a poem like that?
I think I have something that may be sufficient, for that mission.
Ah, yes. Beautiful, beautiful. Then the mic is yours.
Thank you very much. Hold one second. The phone is being a hater. It's being a hater, and yes, thank you. I am back on Lego. Tonight, I am not in the mood for tender kisses or for the gentle caresses of your hand on the back of, swallow my back. In fact, do not breathe my name like prayers into the folds of my flesh or cradle my neck like mother with babe when I am overtaken by your quiet storm. Warm sentiments have their place, and make no mistake, I love it when you trace the curve of my breast with your tongue, slow release of air from your lungs when I come, the strum of your fingers on my heartstrings renders many a beautiful thing. I mean, most nights, I'd like you to make love to me. But baby, see, tonight, I'm not in the mood for niceties. You can leave your good manners at the door. Bows and curtsies are not what I ask you here for. Baby, tap into your gully, your gutter. Feel free beneath these sheets to utter the base and profane. Call me out my name, yo bitch, yo hoe. I'll be that and more tonight. I know this might seem a bit confusing, see. I'm excusing David Bruce Banner. The doctor is out. The Hulk is in. I want your Black Panther. King T'Challa be damned. I am propositioning your alter ego. Tapped into your savage potential. Fist full of my locks. Mouth full of my breast. Knee full of your... You get what I'm saying? Quit playing and fuck me. Like the antidote you need for your malady is buried up inside of me. Make me reach for shit that ain't there. Have me gasping for air when your hands slip up my throat and squeeze. I need you to fuck me. Till your name blurs into pants, blurs into screams, till our dreams fade and all we have is today, this moment, these seconds of pain and pleasure. To hell with measured and careful handling, handle this thing like you want it. When I back it up, baby, get up on it like you own it, like it's yours, because it is. So don't ignore your darkest side, because tonight I am not in the mood for candlelight and wine. I just want to pour vodka down your spine, let it cool in the small of your back. Drink that shit straight and then let my tongue track 180, then downward, vertical, and with surgical precision, wrap around your thickness and then suck until your hips buck and jerk. Work for that work till I am well versed in your flavor. Act like you ain't got no behavior. Good night.
God damn.
Oh my gosh, that was sexy.
Shit, I couldn't find my meat. We're mad at
Oh, God damn.
I'm going to need her name. I'm going to need her name, like, right now.
Get a round of applause for Brad. Does anybody else have any other files? I would talk to you, but my erection is blocking me from clapping my hands. So, there's that.
I'm just going
to
throw my ass
in
a circle.
Brad, we want to welcome you to Back Shots Baptist Church. You are our newest member. We want to thank you for...
Oh, okay. Oh, thank you, then. Jeez. Kenya, are you ready? Are you prepared? Or do you need someone else to go?
I am. Shit.
That's what I've been saying. I'm having conditions with bits. I don't know. My blood. I'm getting lightheaded because the blood keeps rushing from my head to another reason. And then Red is, you know what? Just no disrespect to nobody, but fuck all y'all for doing this shit, for making this shit feel extra horny for everybody around here. And if you listen to this goddamn podcast, it'll raise the dead. If you having problems getting an erection, listen to this shit. It's gonna help you. It's gonna help you. It's sexual therapy. Therapy. You need it. Listen to your ears. Listen to this particular thing. Listen to the features and listen to the drip and listen, you know, and people talking to this. Listen, fuck all this. Hey, Songer, you ready?
Yes, I'm ready. Jesus. You try to get rid of me. You can't ever get rid of me. You were just sitting home from work and you took your shower, and when you came out, I was waiting on you with black lingerie. You come close to me and wrap your hands around my neck, caressing it. Push me up against the wall and kiss me. Your hands slowly moved down to my chest and cuffed my breast. You slid my lingerie down and began nibbling and sucking my nipples, pushing my breast together, swaying your head side to side as your tongue touched. I know that, because you're here with me. Shut up. Come here. Pelvis. You kissed my lips again and told me you've been craving me all day. You called my lingerie distractions and proceeded to rip them off me. You rubbed my clit and then stuck your fingers inside. My clenched grip of your fingers, and you bit your lip and then pulled out your fingers to lick it. You told me to get on the bed, and as I went, you spanked me and told me to bend the fuck over. You told me I was a bad girl, and you got to teach me a lesson. Then you flipped me over and spread my legs and devoured me, and I reached mountain peak. Yeah, I know you lied, but it's okay, don't worry. I said the safe word, but you told me I was going to take whatever the fuck you gave me. My legs were shaking and clip was quivering. You asked me to swallow you before I felt you. As your dick massaged my throat, just seeing your head quick back and hearing your grunts made me wetter. You later pushed me off of you and told me to arch my back, and you bleed right on in. My walls are gripping in your all shit baby words, music to my ears. The more I threw it, the harder you went, and you came so hard at me, I squirted all over the bed. Still inside, you whispered in my ear that you weren't done with me, and you flipped me over, picked me up, and fucked me, shit out of me against the wall. Damn near put a hole in it. In my ear, you said you were coming and then grunted while pressing your lips against mine. You gave me a passionate kiss and told me to you fucking love me. We later took a shower together and laid down in the bed naked. You sucking on my left nipple like a baby and fell right asleep. This shit toxic as shit. You always lying. But it's okay though. I love you.
Okay, wifey.
Goodness.
I hear you.
Hell
no, you can't tell me. Come on.
A part of me wants a part of you, baby. You started it, now come and give me what I've been waiting on. The best against it, I can't resist it. Don't you? Oh, don't you? Ooh, just come and get a bit close and take it all, baby. I need it. Center, don't wait for no one, so come on now. Make it whatever you want. It's for night or forever right now. Could you tell me how I'll make you?
You got my heart skipping beats and I can hardly speak. You got me breathing on.
I had to say that because this dreamscape goddamn.
Mm-hmm.
Can y'all give a round of applause? Well, I lost where I was.
I'm talking
my
teeth.
That was amazing.
I was like, hold on for a second. Hold on, let me just got to hold some pause. Y'all just out here just showing y'all asses. In the right way, of course. Well... All right, so now we're gonna go from you, Songbird. We're gonna go over here and check out Lisa Lips. Are you ready?
Ooh, they got my wife.
I am.
Let me take my panties out. Go ahead.
Listen, y'all can motorboat her after the piece. Motorboat her after the piece.
All right, y'all. Let's see how this goes. Come. Tell me a bedtime story. One where the prince comes to save the beautiful maiden so he can show her a life like she's never dared dream. But not in a material way. No, you see, I know you're making your coin, and even though we ain't rich, our ends are friends, and they meet up every now and then. No, Daddy. What I need is for my prince to kiss this peach and wake me up to sensual pleasures that are almost unspeakable. Arouse me from the slumber of daily routine with wet kisses and sloppy scenes of being all the woman you ever dreamed of. Slob me down into pools of hedonistic delights and bring my Cinderella fantasies into your dark kingdom. Show me the things the Brothers Grimm feared to reference. Eat my gingerbread and chase it with my milk, then present me your rod fully erect. Let me Aesop fables as yet to be told as you roll in the deepness of my throat, my moans calling forth your flood tide like siren songs to seamen seeking solace within my clutches. Then allow this lustful worship to continue. Lay your hands like Christian Anderson upon my flesh. Be the naughty boy you are that makes this princess pee as you Thumbelina my ass. Put everything in its right place as you crash into the uttermost parts of my sea, seeking out the golden treasure hidden deep within me, and fulfill the old oak tree's last dream as you stay hidden but not forgotten inside, and we try to fathom who was the happiest. Then turn me over, rub my back as you rock me, strokes so deep you can hear the waves splashing, our moans singing sweet lullabies. And as we reach satiation, inject me with your melatonin so that I can go off into peaceful rest as I cover you in my sweet sticky cream, the elixir you needed to put your mind at ease. Then curl me into you as we drift off to Netherland. And we live happily ever after. Till the next story time. I'm Lip, and you've just been serviced.
Crazy.
Yeah, so Lisa,
That was such a, it was, the music was so whimsical and you were saying such nasty shit. You're terrible. I just want you to know, but you're brilliantly guilty and I appreciate that.
Thank you.
I appreciate that. I was like, oh, this is a whole new level of filth I was not prepared for. Bravo. Bravissimo.
Thank you.
That was brought
to you by
Entertainment. That was hotly
solicited.
It was a bedtime story.
Yeah, all right.
Well, her magical ass.
Bedtime story with happy endings.
Oh, what
happy
if she did call playing?
Absolutely.
The best
absolutely. We all live happily ever after in
home.
Never Never Land.
What if she did cosplay with it?
Okay. Oh, man. All right. So we're going to go from over there. We're going to come over here to area code 336. Kai, did I say it right?
Oh, I'm just listening in. I ain't got nothing to say.
Kai, you don't want to say nothing.
Okay, well,
I'm going to use out some nasty words.
Yeah. Let Kai sit on her towel in peace. Hell.
Okay.
We'll let you. It's okay. You know, feel free to be wet and let yourself flow free. It's okay. Somebody go help clean that up with their mouth. Anyway, move on to the Kings of Kings Quarter. Yes, very, very terribly nasty. We're going to go over here to Zuina. Zuina, are you ready?
I am ready. Hello, everybody. Oh, you guys are going off tonight. I can't even.
Oh, here we go. Uh-oh.
I'm going to mute my mic. The mic is yours.
Okay. I can't wait to hold you with both hands, to get a hold of you, to know you full like self-actualized moon. I want to plunge off the edge of every known wall in a free fall, hand sprawled in reckless abandon of all solid ground. I'd give anything to have you in my hands just now, to have you pour into me. Me, on both my knees, I await the chance to see you please with my mouth open, thighs slightly spread, my hands are tied behind my back, my breath lifts slightly as I breathe. I'm blindfolded and at your lead. I'm golden oiled from head to toe. Where this night may go, I just don't know. The anticipation making my rivers flow. I'm dripping naked on the floor, anxious, waiting, breath baiting, been hoping you'd pour into me. Make me your masterpiece. Take me in your trepidation. Let this body be your dominion. Do with it as you will. I submit to every desire you feel. Don't hold back, Daddy. Conquer my shores. Sink into me. Explore the deep of my submission to being yours. Your goddess, your solace, your harlot, your whore. Pussy so gushy it gives you insight. I'm talking a forehead kiss from the inside. Glide into my moonlight. Be free like Icarus, king of flight, till you set fire to this shit. Make desire your guide. Take my chin in one hand, brace the other in my hair. Cover tonsils and bruises, fuck air, I don't care, pour into me. Go as deep as your imagination be, into my everlasting seas. My only objective is seeing you pleased, seized in the grip of what these lips would do. If they got a hold of you, tongue out, deep breath. Daddy wants throat sex, and I'm trying to be the throat goat. My ego gets bigger when I suckle forth your orgasms and rivers, inciting body to rigor. Please pour into me. Forget the need to breathe. Choke me as you stroke me, straddle backwards on a seat. Slam into this ass as your whole body spasms. Growl out your next orgasm as you pour into me. I'm sopping wet. These are the moments you'll never forget. Changing states of matter, solid to liquid sex.
your wet, my wet, and a bed of sweat, but Daddy ain't done yet. He decides to give me wings, or at least that's how it seems, how far he pushes back my knees. Now my toes are pointed at the stars, and my fullness is in the air. He covers my pulsate and puff pussy and passionate pecks of platitude. It's a power play. Push past my limits in ways that'll improve my attitude for the rest of the day. With those hands, expansive, sandpaper, callous, thick skin, protective, always strong enough to hold up the world atlas, raising up a garden sacred, raising up shared vibrations, light, raising up my skin to goose flesh, raising my pulse, boiling my blood. My resolve wilts in your hands like my skin seeps through your fingers. And I am a woman undone, only held in place by the dominion of your embrace. Then we let go, unfolding in a wholeness, big bang, brilliant and abundant. Undress me from the skin, expansive. Paint me in purple stars, magic. Be belligerent in your physical expression. Show me the glory of what only closed eyes can see. A universal experience, divine in its magnificence. Talking teeth, touching back bites, simultaneous deep dive, impale me to the hilt with a reminder that there is a paradise of pleasure that at times need pain to fully be felt. So, no, I cannot wait to hold you with both hands, to let the fullness of you drip through my fingers, juicy like ripe fruits. I'm in the mood to be subdued, suckle you, your soul till you're replete. I'm fully equipped to give you everything you need, so please. Come here, pour into me, and that's that piece.
Shit, I'm watching.
Oh my God!
Thanks.
I love the way you call it.
What?
Thank you, guys.
Only somebody to tell me to do so I can leave.
Come at you,
freakish. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Just let me know.
Hit the light, make it right. Take the night, gonna make it tight. Don't you wanna get on with me, baby, baby? All alone makes you warm. I don't mean you hum, but love's a bomb. Hitting it hard, sweat dripping down your body. Lick you up, lick it down, ain't nothing wrong with a little doubt. There's activity, baby, it's you and me, and I keep getting on me away. I freaking like you want. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, like you awesome. Oh, oh, God.
You bunch of nasty motherfuckers making everybody horny and fucking sitting in here. Fuck everybody.
I've been by the rolling since Saturday.
Well, I'm just saying, hey, listen, that sometimes you got the body roll. You got the body roll. It's important. It's important. We just gonna make it terrible because Van raised his hand. I missed him raising his hand, so he was missing out on all the poetry. But he's here now. He's here. The station manager is here now. Mr. Van Meadows, aka Poetic, aka Mr. Pineapple Calligraphy, aka the Green Eyed Bandit, aka I make pies and I eat them. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Mahav. I'm doing great. Dynamite show, all this brilliantly filthy poetry. I am loving it.
Of course, sir. Before we get into allowing you to lay a swath of sexual energy and potential orgasmic touch, can you tell us what's happening in the 50 Radio Universe for the rest of the week, sir, before we move forward?
Absolutely, it'd be my pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, join us tomorrow night for the Erotic Love Zone with your host, Miss VIP and La Perla Negra. Thursday night is the Get Down with J-Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. Friday night is Iron Sharpened Iron with Anonymity. Saturday night is Poetic Therapy with La Parola Negra. Sunday night's The Inspiration Factory with Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and yours truly, Poetic. Monday night is King and Queen's Quarters with King Atterbury and Queen Simmons. And then Tuesday night, we'll be right back here for one of Mojave's great shows, maybe War Council, Fly Speak, you know, one of the shows.
War Council.
Back to you, Hat.
Thank you very much, sir. Ladies, if you're not familiar with this one man, Tsunami, the Green Eye Bandit himself, Mr. It's not a beard, it's a saddle. I give to you, our station manager, Mr. Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. Are you ready, sir?
Yes, sir, I'm ready.
Mike is yours.
Thank you. Monsoon, typhoon, torrential downpours, floodgates, tsunami, forceful winds, gasps, moisture dripping, pelting, soaking, sopping, engulf, submerging, stormy, cyclone, thunderous, intensity, fierce. See, this is how I feel about our passionate lovemaking. When all else is at a standstill, our hurricane of extreme pleasures begin wreaking a kind of havoc all over our erotic senses. Pleasing and teasing, leaking juices, the scent of your body and its softness, rubbing against mine and I'm hard with an erectness. That's wanting and waiting to feel your heavenly treasure. Then I enter in this warmth of pleasure. Monsoon, typhoon, torrential downpours, floodgates, tsunami, forceful winds, gasps, moisture dripping, pelting, soaking, sopping, engulf, submerging, stormy, cyclone, thunderous intensity, fierce. Got me rapping, she can get a taste. The way that booty wink at me when I'm trying to get a taste. Drilling her to ecstasy and exotic moaning, creaming all over my thick rod and grinding, saying, Daddy, give it to me hard and soft. Ram it in my pulsating, wet, juicy stuff. She's bending over, touching her toes, while I'm licking and sucking that clit. Wait, there she goes, creaming and wetting my taste buds. I can't wait till I climax and feel her hurricane, but she wants my head on her taste buds. Monsoon, typhoon, torrential downpours, floodgates, tsunami, forceful winds, gasps, moisture dripping, pelting, soaking, sopping, engulf, submerging, stormy, cyclone, thunderous, intensity, fierce. Move over. I'm ready to heat up these Versace linens, grinning a devilish grin, our hands exploring each other, dirty thoughts in our heads, but undercovers, more sensual foreplay with nasty desires, my fingers touching her dripping, juicy peach, creating hot, intense fires, an eruption of climatic forces, combined with sensual foreplay that endorses the sensual energy and passion. As I kiss her bosom, I'm reminded of the ignited flames. Our bodies just create when igniting with tension, no games, just a monsoon, typhoon, torrential downpours, floodgates, tsunami, forceful winds, gasps, moisture, dripping, pelting, soaking, sopping, engulf, submerging, stormy, cyclone, thunderous, intensity, fierce. I want you. I crave you. I desire you. I taste you. I feel you. And damn it, baby.
Ooh, Lord. Ooh,
oh, God.
Flag on the play. Flag on the play.
I'm going back in the corner.
Roughness. Unnecessary roughness. I'm calling the flag.
I'm going back in the corner. I'm so scared. Oh, God.
Me and my mom, I'm going to sit in the corner,
on the
floor, and suck
myself. That's it. I crave you too, Daddy. I crave you too, Dad. I'm taking a chance. I'm going to risk it all.
Don't you know what I'm thinking about? Fucking only have fun. Okay,
Friday. Yeah.
Take a risk with Kiki.
Who's killing it?
just come in here just being all nasty and whatnot. Being all this. All right. As a matter of fact, the time ran up on us crazy, super crazy. It is now 10:54. If you are listening to the sound of my voice, the blog sub Lady Plays No Games, she will cut you off. If you want to continue on with the conversation, because we must revisit our features, the queens asking some more questions and get on to it. And you're missing out. The number is 319-527-6300. That's one to be heard. All right. Some of you who are in the background, Miss Tony, we see you. And a few other people is hanging out. Press one. This is going to go very quickly. It's been absolutely beautifully dope, but also very filthy. And we are going to come back with our features, two queens from Ernell, poetess Shante Renee, Cloud, Linda, and of course, Effie the Goddess. All right, if you're listening, this is a For Real Entertainment Network. Make sure that you take your son song. There's a baby.
There's a baby.
I'm going to add that. All right. I had to play this delicious as fuck because, you know, this is his joint.
That's my jam. All right. You know it.
I think Walking Erotica just rolled up in here, too. Wait, hold on. Let me check. Walking Erotica, is that you?
What's up? Can you hear me?
Walking Erotica.
Oh, yeah, Lord.
Hey, what's up?
Lord. Oh, let me go to the corner.
Yeah.
Come on, sit next to me, love. Come on, sit right next to me.
Yeah,
right, we gotta make sure we got everybody in here. All right, but let me because I know you just got up in this joint, but you need some space. You need some time. I'll make some space and time. Are you ready to go right now?
It don't matter. I go right now. I'm actually at this event. It don't seem like it's gonna stop anytime soon. So I can get busy while they getting busy.
Ooh. All right. Well, come on with the come on. I give you Walking Erotica. Mike is yours.
Thank you, sir. I'm gonna do my piece called Slide. We've never met before tonight. I saw you across the room in the purple dress that was. Sun kissing your curves, red bottom heels, box braids, hand tattoo, diamond choker, and a melanin glow that flows with your aura. I approached you to introduce my presence, but met with an immediate, I got a man rejection. I believe that's what you said. Indeed, I respected, bid you a good night, and immediately exit your space. But I couldn't help but to look back as I tapped my middle finger on my Hennessy shot glass because it was something about you. I continued to work the room, but my attention kept seeming to find its way to your personal page. And I'm not a stalker by any means, but you know how you feel when you see that bag that matches your favorite heel? You just got to figure out a way to get it. I was just hoping you found a way into my car somehow. I began to leave, but got stopped by one of the bartenders I know. We shot the shit while shooting shots and shit, but I realized I wasn't the only one loading up. I saw your sex ass here hustling, getting details about me without making any transactions of your own. But it ain't about the game you get, but about how you use it, right? I dipped off to wait for my car in Valet, and here you come. Fine ass specimen from God comes strutting next to me. I respected your space once again and took one step to the left as my car was pulling up. I got in and felt in my pocket looking for my phone, and I found a note. What was going to eat? That's funny. Where your man at now? I looked up to see you smiling at me from the curb, waving for me to roll down the window. I didn't know such thing. I got out the car, opened the passenger side, and welcomed you in. I got back in the car and said, my name is Mr. Rocker. Nice to meet you. I see that you weren't interested in the club, but you are outside of it. That's interesting. So tell me where you would like to go. And you'll have to remind me for the rest of the night because I know the rest of it will be such a blur that I really look forward to. My bomb-ass wife slash sneaky link. That's why I love role-playing the slide with you, baby. And that's why I love you. Peace.
Well, stop telling our business. Damn.
Come on, let your wife be your
damn. I'm sliding away from my corner. Y'all got me so damn worked up.
Hey.
We need to talk about where we're taking this thing. How far we're going to let this go. Beside me, watching
oh,
me, wanting me, I'm afraid, don't be, I'm afraid,
don't be,
I'm so scared that you'll hurt me, okay. Twice, baby, I'm afraid,
I've already been thinking
about you. In my mind, far too often for you to be here at this time. See, one hand's on mine and the other's on my thigh. Look, I've already played with the idea of you being here in the morning, the position for the crack of dawn and the conversations before the yawning.
All right, enough of that. Enough of that. You leave it to Zan and Walker Dorada to come in here and just make messes. Just got stuff all wet and just covered and stuff like that. Y'all give it up for them. Just come in and putting that testosterone in there. Show me your hands.
Nice. Oh. He put that knickknack in the paddy wag. My God.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was thinking.
All right. If you're within the sound of my voice, welcome to Overtime. This is After Dark, where we are no longer live streaming. So we just start recording, and we're just not going to give a fuck. We are really doing this poetry thing 102.0 tease. Very, very nasty. Very nice. And Walking Roger just went and just made a mess of things because that's what he does. That's who he is. Yes, Mr. Yes, Lord. Can y'all give a round of applause for him?
Amazing. I'm throwing my ass in the circle in applause, ovation, whatever.
A round of applause. That's a whole last round of applause.
Literally.
Literally. Figuratively. Ah, damn, we lost Kiss. All right, so we're gonna go back, but I was told that I would get yelled at if I don't do a poem or I'm supposed to do a poem because, you know, I'll be waiting and shit. So I guess I got to do a poem.
Damn.
So bear with me while I switch. I have to this so I can use what I gotta use. All right. So Queens, how y'all feeling about that? Poetry Sante, Renee, Cloud, and Ebony, how y'all feeling about this night so far?
It's going well.
Baby?
Y'all coding your asses off, I love it.
Yeah, okay. We're gonna come right to you in a second. I'm just trying to find this thing. Okay. I think it's this one. I think it's this one, isn't it? For a second. It's doing some weird stuff. Hold on for a second. Okay, that's why it's doing it. Wrong one. Thank you.
Y'all can hear that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you sound good.
Okay. If I was to take my time, your essence would make me slow down and not do so many things at one time. And I would just focus on doing you. I mean, doing the things that would consist of me doing things with you. Your smile makes me appreciate the way you create moments that make my heart soar. Like Red Bull, you give me wings, and your feels make my heart sing. And I am always out of time, but I carry heavy poems and rhymes, the epiphany that radiates the universe, which drip with honey, dreaming of what we could be slowly. I would kiss the crease of your back to the crease of your ass, sexually sucking your sass from the clit above your ass. Let me eat you out of any inhibitions with your permission. Set key to your ignitions for your orgasms to take off as my tongue wades deeply into your soft. Flip your switch to your resistance is off. My ambition is not lofty. The requirement is that you give all of you to me. Let this wavelength start from your breath to the drum in your chest. I want you to orgasm until there is nothing left. And when you're gone, I will resurrect you by placing my soul within. And this hourglass keeps sands, and I plan to let each grain tell me what time remains. This distance is only a league by which we travel on vibrations. Let me show you my elation, the sensation of your weight upon me as you ride me. Reverse cowgirl, wetness, grip, motion, Kigo. I've rocked my world, the sweetness sublime, and I need more time. I need you to give me more time. I need you all the time. Be mine if I have the time, but I would find a way to make love to you and time to love you, to take what you need. But lead my soul. As you make me wonder, to wander, to find you, this erotic roadmap showing me to where to place my kisses, nipples erect as this pick causes me the feeling where blood rushes, thinking of your gushes and how it feels, when wetness is parted, started. And I can smell baby all and amaryllis, the scent of sweet sex. Sorry, that was supposed to happen. The smell of the scent of sweet sex, how skin folds envelop and cradle manhood and bathe him in wetness. Walls that give soft yet firm caress bless me with the rocking of your womb, pushing the yarn of pleasure into your loom as our sex form this tapestry, forming multiple orgasms in multiple colors. And here, as we are, the wonder between lovers. You've never failed to keep in my seed. And you would tell me, it's whatever orcas that I need, and I'm welcome in the pleasure and the movement of speed. I'm here for your pleasure. I will give you all that you need. Paul.
It just ain't there. It ain't right. It ain't right.
Lord, help me. Please, somebody. Please.
You a nasty bastard.
Nasty is hell.
It takes one.
Wait. He's been from the crack of your back to the crack of your ass.
Yes.
I'm tongue-tied, but Lord. Oh,
mm-hmm.
y'all ain't nothing but trouble. Nothing but trouble. But I like you.
I'm just going to eat my adult Lunchable in the corner. Y'all playing. Hell no. Nah.
That's hilarious.
My my gosh.
Yes?
My hobby.
Yes? Yes?
Yeah.
Oh shit!
Got milk.
This is a portion of the show when I say got milk. No, I'm just kidding. No, okay. So thank you. Let us return to the queens and the features. Thank you for allowing me to split my face and have a good time. Queens, let's start with y'all. Let's get back to what we're doing, because I know y'all got another piece, and we got to hear these fantastic pieces that we've been hearing about. But let me ask you, what is, you know, because I love to ask this question, and if you've been performing erotic poetry, what is the craziest thing someone did after you did a poem? Like, what is the nuttiest thing anyone has done? Like whether they walked up on you or, you know, gave you a number or, you know, put lips on your car. Somebody kiss your car.
Oh, my gosh.
Listen.
I got to stop knowing stuff. I'll go first. So there are three memorable things for me. There was one show where a guy literally stood up in the middle of a poem and was like, yes, I want it. Don't know what the fuck he had going on. There was another show where a man and his wife, he allowed it, let me say that. He threw $86 at me on stage while I was performing Headshot, so he was quite enticed. And he let me keep it. He's like, yeah, that's yours. So you earned it. I'm like, oh, these tips. It was just raining down. And then there was another one where a dude asked me to marry him while I was on stage. Now that, I don't know what the fuck he had going on. My date was there, as a matter of fact, so it was a little awkward. But yeah.
He said, fuck your man.
Right. Fuck that nigga you came with.
Right.
It's just poetry. It's just words.
Exactly. I don't think he knew that, though. Like, maybe my imagery is just that strong. I don't know. Y'all can tell me shit. I don't know.
Oh, it's good. Mm, it's delicious.
It is. Mm-hmm.
I know
it's
good.
I mean, if he saw the chest that we saw, I'm thinking that he could climb every mountain. Well, I did have my titties out that night, so maybe that was. Well, all right then. Damn it. Don't do the man like that. He wanted to climb.
The titties,
it's a part of the show, but that don't mean you can have them. It's different.
I mean.
This is true. This is very, very true. This is very true.
But sometimes audiences don't understand that.
So let's go over to Sante Brunet. What is the craziest thing someone's done after you read an erotic poem?
Craziest thing. I had a woman that was trying to give me a lap dance afterwards, and she just kept following me around, and she was trying to take me home. I've had money thrown. I've had money. Yeah, but she was really serious. Like, she was literally trying. She was like, I went outside to smoke after, you know, during the intermission. And I came back in, and she was like, where'd you go? I was looking for you. She was quite inebriated, but she was not playing. She followed me the rest of the night. And I was like, wait a minute. I was not prepared.
Inebriated and fascinated, infatuated.
At the same damn time.
With the same damn
time. That liquid courage.
Yeah.
Oh, she's like, you know, I ain't got no iPhone, but I'm going to give you this FaceTime.
Oh, man.
Okay, all right. So Cloud, what's the craziest thing that's happened to you after doing the water call?
I am an instant child of God. I just recently started performing, so, like, before any of this, I wasn't really performing and whatnot. So, like, most recently, the craziest thing that's happened to me while performing erotic poetry, people messaging me on Instagram asking me if I want to go out with them, and I'm just like, and New York is a stranger city for me, so no, it wasn't the one.
Okay.
hopefully I get experiences like y'all, because y'all would have helped. So
don't be so quick to jump on there, honey.
Yeah, I don't want it. I'm good.
Yeah.
It's crazy out here.
Well, listen, we can open it up for everybody to answer questions. I'm just telling you, when we were in Philly, people were getting choked.
Asses was being smacked and squeezed, and titties was being played like bongos. And,
I'm happy to have my
good.
Danielle, I'm gonna need you to calm down.
I'll come. Let me have my excitement. Damn it, I ain't getting no action over here.
Right.
In Philly, somebody came and put their business card down my bra.
I
had a wand and a squirting girl in front of me. There were things that just happened in Philly.
Oh, yeah.
It was not on my bucket list, but hey.
All I know, I was outside eating soul food. I was outside eating soul food. That's my story. Stick it to it. That's all I'm going to say.
And then you were on a swing.
Outside.
Okay.
Yeah, I was on a swing. You know what? I was on the swing.
I was on the swing.
That's actual factual. I was on the swing. That was me. But nothing beats somebody having to catch a penis in their hand. But we're not gonna say who that is. Anyway. Not gonna say who that is. Nothing beats that. I'm just gonna put it there.
You're gonna get fired for
anyway,
that, right?
You are going to business.
In general is exhilarating for me because it's not anybody else's words but my own. So, one of the most exhilarating time was like my first time back showing myself I could still do it,
And so my second part is how energized did you feel after you read and performed?
Okay, So performing gives me this high where I feel like I could do anything, right? Like, you know how people be feeling off of drugs? That's how I feel off of performing in front of people. So, like, when I get high, I get really horny. So, like, I feel like I could fuck the world, you know?
Oh, it's a party. I was like, it's a party. Oh, that's different. Let me go over here to Shante Renee. Same question. What is the most exhilarating feeling that you have from performing? What stage were you on?
I would have to say... Most recently, I did an event about a month ago, and it wasn't erotic poetry, but it was definitely a piece that I hold dear to my heart, and I bled on that stage. I poured, and afterwards, just connecting with the audience and having people come up to me and telling me, you know, I could see tears in their eyes and saying, why are you talking to me? You're telling my story. How do you know? And I had no idea. So for me, anytime that I'm able to reach someone and connect with my audience is exciting for me.
That's dope. That's dope. Now, Ebony. How about you?
I got a few, but the most, Jesus. Okay, so I'm going to just say the top two because I got a lot. Anyway, you probably seen that clip of me in Pensacola where I kind of got in the dude's face. That was consequently also the same night that the guy threw the $86 at me on stage. But when I walked in that building, y'all, I was so fucking nervous because, like, soon as I walked in with my poetry brother, and they was trying to call us on stage, and I got nervous. So I had to go to the bar real quick and get some liquid courage. And, yeah, you see what happens when the guy gets liquid courage. But there's that. And there was this one time I was on IG on the live. Don't know the lady. Can't find her page anymore. But I did I think I did Daddy Issues, and she started crying through, like, the first part of the poem. And it fucked me up. I almost didn't finish the poem. But just sometimes we forget our purpose, and we forget that that these poems have purpose, and we question when to do certain poems just because of what everybody else has done. Your poem definitely has purpose. Don't follow what everybody else is doing because you don't know who that poem is for. And in that moment, just the fact that it was for her and she was able to receive it and get what she needed from it, that just touched me in a way, you know, even virtually. You know, I touch people all the time in person, but to even realize how much you can touch people virtually, that's purpose.
Well said.
What? So here we are. Let's get into some poems. Ladies, are you ready?
Yeah, ready when you are.
Ready when you
are. All right. Let's go in reverse order. Let's start with poet Shante Renee.
Oh, thanks.
Bound to suck. They call me the throat goat. The way I slowly stroke, making eye contact with my opponent. I size them up, planning out perfect execution. I start with gentle kisses. I like to see them jump a little bit. I slowly part my lips, taking in the tip that usually gets me a response like, pre-cum released. Baby, sit back, relax, while I bury my face in your lap. So such a beautiful shaft. I wonder how many licks will it take for you to get brick? Let's find out. One, I secure the bag that contains the family jewels. This is for the ladies. At this point, he's going to grab the back of your head, so make sure you got the extra wig glue. Two, time for sloppy toppy. Take your man, then slap him against my tongue. I'ma gaze into your eyes as the drool runs. Three, I've made my way to the top. I grab the inside of your thighs, taking you all the way in, massaging your phallus against my velum. I get it a little. At this point, I found my rhythm. Your hips slightly raised, I relax my uvula. Going in for the kill, I remove my hands. This level of neck takes skill. The throaty grunt is a telltale sign. I hear the voice in the back of my mind that says, finish him. So I suck and I grip. I suck and I grip. I suck and I grip. Until she a body as you shudder and give up the ghost. I'ma place your name on my prayer list because I just snatched your entire soul, throat goat.
Whoa.
Imagine what you'd be doing with your shit.
You better let
the motherfucker know who to come to. I was clutching. Yeah, slob all over that mound. I'm here for it. Yeah. It's definitely a thing. Yeah. Lord have mercy. Anybody have any flowers or roses?
I'm too busy flowering right now. So.
It's definitely amazing.
Yes.
Very exhilarating experience.
Ebony, yep. The goddess, do you have a piece? Are you ready?
Yes.
And the mic is yours.
This is called 12 Play. Your body's calling, and I'm sure to answer every ring. Summer bunnies are ready to come out now. Foreplay turns 12 as we prepare to bump and grind like it's 1993. Daddy, I want to forget how to breathe. So you can give me CPR, then revive this pussy. Give her mouth to mouth. This is an emergency. Got me begging for my daily shot of vitamin C and D. It seems like you're ready. You started with Sadie or Kelly. Funneling cakes while you bobbing for boobies. I know how much you love coochie on your stick, but I need you to take care of me first. You won't get cotton mouth from this candy. If you want me to suck it like a lollipop, you better not stop until my clitoris throbs. Rest your head on my fupa. Just so you can be comfortable when you come up shining from Steve to see these titties jiggling while my body's quivering. I know you like the view just as much as your dick do. Here you say, I like the crotch on you. And my reply, my mama made it just for you. Just lay back and let the goddess take care of you now. I won't just lick. I'll give you eye-rolling, jaw-dropping, mouth-watering head. Have you jerking when I tap the tip after you come for me? Baby, I play dirty, and I like the way you beg. The way you shake with excitement as I firmly hold your manhood in my hand. This is not a drill, Sergeant. At ease, Private. While I salute your Johnson with my tongue, I'm so demanding. I need the dick on command. When I say stand at attention, you better be shouting, ma'am, yes, ma'am, sex me, baby. Look me in my eyes while you cradle my crown with your hand around my neck. We about to break another bed, but we don't give a fuck. It could be the bed, the couch, or the living room floor. Take me down through there. Whatever I say, when you deep in these guts, I ain't liable. That dick made me liable, and I'm about ready to liable down as I ride you all the way to the ground. I'll tell you whatever you want to hear. Just to make sure you don't stop pumping, daddy, I want you to come for me. Again, ride you so good till I make you run from me. Again, give me this motherfucking dick. I want to hear you say, who the fuck you talking to? Back to the hood of things as you flip my ass over. Grab my locks from behind and pin my ass down. Freak that body. Ask me who I belong to while you giving me deep strokes and pounds. Make me tell you it's yours. Fuck these sheets. Fuck these pillows and fuck this motherfucking hell. Sweat don't stop shit. We get filthy. This soundtrack got me fiending for more. Now fuck me into TP2.
Miss Pippi? You can't go back to the innocent voice after sitting like that. No, it don't work like that, baby.
I'm up in there.
You need a whooping. I want to get spanked. Where?
I spank your ass.
It's suited up. Go ahead, baby.
I'm sorry. I was trying to level that out. I was a whole shade of goddamn. Wow. All right, so we're going to ride this out, round this out. If anyone have any more flowers or commentary they'd like to give to Ebony the Goddess.
Love it. I absolutely love that piece.
Y'all going to take EDG? All my lips are wet.
That was fantastic, Ebony.
Thank you.
That's it. Five.
Say your daddy.
Very, very. Very, very. So, we're going to run this out with Cloud Nimbus.
Right. So this piece don't really have a title, so I'm gonna just play with you guys. Is that okay with y'all?
Mm-hmm.
It's a throw piece, so y'all know. Okay. I'm looking in your eyes, asking you how you like your dick sucks since I have a thing for putting these niggas in their promised land when I get on my knees. Can I sit on it? Craving your dick in my mouth as I stroke, getting you ready for me, losing myself when I all your pre-cum, lubricating my throat before I get back to the slow strokes, getting hooked on your taste well. Thinking about you coming on my face or maybe in my mouth as I work your soul out of your body. I step down until I'm stuck on your balls as if I'm trying to get out of Pokemon, and baby, I choose you. I've always been told not to play with my food, but I can't help but put you in my throat until I'm on you. Your veins glistening in my spirit as I pull out your dick and admire the curves. Sucking your tip while looking in your eyes while you wipe the tears from mine. Your dick finding its home in my throat. Me seeing stars as I drift into my own other galaxy where we can do this 7 days a week. Giving me my fix as I fall in love with the feeling of you in my mouth. You're inviting me back in for more of you. Can we have a little fun? Let me get chocolate syrup so I can drizzle it and spell out the word gag and attempt to get to the last G. My lips getting covered in chocolate drips while I drop you deep in this throat. My spit slowly making its way down your length as I lick and my way up. Until I'm ready for those type of tears you bring on, leaving me wet in more places than one. Rain down on me, let your comes just fall on me, just come on me. And I leave you dripping your cum on my tongue. Can I lick up every drop? While I flick my tongue on your tip after giving him sweet. Getting your cum all over my lips, licking it up as you fill my throat. Getting in my last strokes while you pulsate on my tongue. Thank you for coming.
Oh my God. Oh.
Yes,
the sound effects for me. Oh my gosh.
I feel like I've been talking this whole time and I forgot I was on mute. I was talking. I'm on mute. It's just
hey, babe. Feel good today, you know.
Anyway, ladies. So number one, Cloud, how can someone contact you or find you?
Oh, you guys can find me on IG at CloudNimbus, but that is Cloud with a K. CloudNimbus_theartist on IG. And there you can click on the link tree and it'll take you to any other social media that I got that you guys can easily contact me at.
Dope. Effie, the goddess, how can someone find you?
I can be found at all things. Ebony the Goddess is spelled EBONYTHA because I'm country and have the gift of gab at the same time. And Goddess, make sure you do double D, double S because we do believe both the double D and the double S are important. That again is EBONYTHAGODDESS. Thank you.
Beautiful. Poetess Shante Renee, how can one find you and acquire a book or two from you?
Everyone can follow me on Instagram at poetess_ShanteeRenee and on Facebook at Shante Renee. I also have a Facebook group called The Right Room, WRITE Room, The Right Room.
Oh, well, that's what's up. All right, so because I have somebody who's running around in the background and I have to go check them out shortly because they're flipping out a little bit, I have to curtail the show. I did want to try to get a speed round in, but I don't think that's possible at this point. So I would like to thank our features, Cloud Nimbus, Ebony the Goddess, Poetess Shante Renee, for coming through to the Honey Dripper 2.0, rocking out with us, having a good time, in here making these floors get slick, getting people pregnant. Don't send us the bill. We have a department that defends against that type of litigation.
Um,
But I want to tell you, it's been a fantastic time. And literally, there's no other place in the world I'd rather be than be with the incredible poets that represented themselves tonight. Y'all are actually awesome and super incredible and dope as fuck. And you're nasty. And you're nasty. And again, I say fuck y'all all for making me horny. I don't like none of you. Anyway.
Hey,
my piece wasn't included. Anyway.
I'm replacing my batteries right now.
So, that being said, I'd like to thank everybody that came out tonight. Replays will be up in 15 minutes. If you need something directly, hit me directly. And we'll go from there. I'd like to thank Cloud Nimbus, Ebony the Goddess, Poetry of Shante Renee. I'd like to thank Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer, Kenya the Songbird. She comes to me as a rare epiphany. Goddamn. With peace. Lisa Lips and Storytime. Get that. We ain't gonna talk about it. Thank you, New Jersey's finest, Arena. Also, thank you, it's not a beard, it's a saddle, Mr. Pineapple Calligraphy himself, our station manager, Mr. Van Meadows. I also would like to thank La Perla Negra, aka Danielle, for coming through. I also would like to thank Mr. Yes Lord himself, Walking Erotica. Mm. He said,
you
nasty bastard. I was like, oh, I am. It's bad.
You are nasty.
It's bad. It's true. I can't wait till we all get together. I'm just saying, hey, listen, it just happens. Matter of fact, we should make that like a title and make it like a patch you can put on people's sweatshirts and have spell it all fucked up like nasty and then bastard with the BASTID. they'd be like, what's that?
Can I have nasty? No. Can I have the bastard part on my booty cheeks? That's what I want.
Ooh, that's nice.
You know what?
Yes.
Listen. We ain't gonna talk about the booty that you got for days. Because your booty be bootying, but we're going to leave that alone. But that's for everybody else. Thank y'all for coming out. Y'all could have been anywhere else in the world, but you chose to be here with us, rocking with us. This is 100 for 2.0. I can't believe they let me do this shit with just so many people that I love and fucking fuck with and rock with. And the features are fucking utterly amazing. Thank y'all for coming. God bless y'all. Good night. This Poetry Podcast on Real Entertainment Network, Epiphany Radio Universe, will self-destruct in 10, 9.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody.
Love,
though.
6. Good
night,
5.
Good night,
4.
Good night,
3, 2, 1.